Hi, I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
And together we are East West Audio Buddy Shop. Well, January has been a bang-up month for me and a lot of other people. Everybody's talking about how busy they are. Well, if you're not busy, maybe we need to find out why. We've got a great guest this week, Kelly Passano. Now, she's a casting director, a voice director, a demo producer, and an audio engineer. So we're going to have a great time talking to her. So don't miss what we have to say with her and she has to say with us.
Do not miss this. This is the kind of guest that you need if you're looking for more work in voiceover.
Absolutely.
I'll share in Whittam's World, episode 14. This one's on phone patches, and I'll go into the Skype versus hybrids versus all the different ways you can do a phone patch.
And I'll be in Las Vegas this weekend attending a Maurice Tobias workshop. Ooh, but I'll be hanging out with all my favorite voiceover buddies in the VO in Vegas crowd, and I'll have a little report on that. So join us Monday night, 9 o'clock in the East.
And 6 o'clock in the West.
And join us in the chat room and buy your clickers. We'll see you then.
He's the home voiceover studio engineer to the stars in Los Angeles, California. A Virginia Tech grad whose knowledge of the latest recording gear is second to none. He's a voice actor and the home studio master, hailing from Buffalo, New York. His home studio skills and knowledge of voiceover recording is unmatched. When Dan and George talk shop, people listen, and the talk continues tonight. Welcome to East West Audio Body Shop. And now, live from his high-tech facility in Santa Monica and his penthouse studio in Buffalo, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Good evening, I'm Brian Williams. In the news tonight, hi, I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And then I'm George Whittam in the West.
And together we are East West Audio Body Shop.
Together we're pissed off because Skype is being a real pain in the rump tonight. I'm not going to start the show again. This is our third restart.
Maybe if I just stare into the camera for 3 seconds, it'll catch up.
Yeah, you're about a half a second behind. Let's just go with it.
That's doable.
Yeah, okay. Let's just wing it. Go for it.
All right.
What are we going to do tonight? Who do we have on? Who's on first?
We have a great show for you tonight, by the way. we've got Kelly Passano, if you've seen the promo 3 or 4 times. She's owner and head of casting at The Voice Caster in Burbank, the absolute headquarters of entertainment in all of the free world. Other parts of it, too. Yeah. And she teaches beginners through experienced classes. So we're going to learn a little bit about the casting process and what they do over at Voice Casters, and that should be very interesting. And she sounds like a very interesting lady. And we've got, let's see, you're going to talk about phone patches in your Whittam's World.
In my Whittam's World way.
Episode this week. Yes. Well, I there are a few people in the audience tonight who know where I was because they were there too.
Yes, Dan, how was Vegas, you lucky son of a?
You know, there's something about Vegas. You know, if you can tell, one, I didn't shave for a couple of days. Two, I also didn't sleep. You know, it's when it gets to like 12:30 or so and somebody's like, I'm going to go to bed, eh? I'll just go out for another drink and out till 3:30. I'll tell you go into some places, some of the lounges and the bars and, you know, the food courts in Vegas. It's like an episode from Babylon 5.
You need to explain what that means.
There's an awful lot of weird people. I mean, it's just one different. They could all be from another planet.
You expect a disturbed plane when you walk in.
Yeah, pretty much. And I think when they made Star Wars, they were probably, this looks like any lounge in Vegas.
Yeah, guaranteed.
You know. I was expecting Elvis, but I didn't see him. Anyway, I was there for a Maurice Tobias workshop, and Maurice, if you're out there, it was fabulous. Yeah, like she watches our show. Well, she's been on our show, but and we of course we've been sworn to secrecy what actually went on in the workshop. It was a rather elite group of people.
What happens in this workshop stays in this workshop.
Yes. But I will pass on one little tidbit. I don't think she would mind. Really, what was the overall theme of the whole thing is, as voice actors, we have, I mean, we do a lot of things. We do our reads, we do the work we do the production work. Our prime job as voice actors is to audition. So when you audition to make sure you're doing something that could go straight to air. And that's really the key to that. And, and it was very, very powerful. There were a few funny things that happened, but unfortunately, again, I was sworn to secrecy about that. But it was fun. And if any of you who are in there are watching, you know how much fun it was.
Should I show the video now, or should we do that later?
We'll show it now. One of the things that happened over the weekend is our great friend Joe Cipriano did a live reading of his book for the voiceover in Vegas folks. So we got a little bit of footage about that with a couple little surprises. So why don't you roll that?
What was the venue?
It was the Claim Jumper at Fort Apache in Charleston.
Awesome, that's great. Here we go.
We just welcome you all here to Joe's big event on behalf of WorldVoices.org, which is, we believe, the only voiceover industry trade association, and we would love for you to ask about it. We'll give you lots of answers, and we appreciate the fact that World Voices was willing to sponsor tonight. Joe's book is here, and it's for sale, and Joe is offering a discount and an autograph, so please try to get one before you leave. And the free BSW catalogs with Joe over front. That's pretty cool.
We're here with Larry Davis, one of our favorite people at the UAS, joining us for the Joe Cipriano reading of Living on Air. Just happened to be in town?
I was here having fun, and I saw on the Facebook that Joe was here, and I wanted to come support Joe and meet all the people here in Las Vegas.
Oh, and we're having a great time. I can't wait to hear what he has to say. Have you read this book yet?
I haven't read the book yet, but I'm one of the guys who came from radio as well, so I've got a lot in common with Joe, I would think. And I can't wait to hear all his radio stories and find out how he did it, made the transition from being a radio guy into a voiceover guy.
Yeah.
All right. So, looking forward to it.
Great. Well, it's great to see you.
You too.
We're going to have a great time tonight.
Without any further ado, let's bring up Joe Cipriano, everybody's favorite voice over promo guy, and his beautiful wife, Anne. Yay!
Thank you very much. Joe and I really like coming to Vegas. We always have so much fun here. And I don't think we've been here in over a year. So it's been a little while. And this time we tried something different. We're staying in Henderson. Which has been such a treat. We've met some new people from Henderson, and we're finding new restaurants.
We're moving to Vegas.
Yeah!
Dave, thank you so much for putting this all together in World VO. I mean, this is really awesome, and it's so great to see all of you. Many of you I've seen many times before, so thank you very much for coming. Maurice, thank you so much. When I decided I wanted to do the audiobook, the first person I contacted was Maurice. And once she said that she was in, then I knew it was gonna be great. And I'm so proud of the audiobook. And I was concerned, you know, being a promo guy, it's 60,000 words, and it's like a 6-hour listen. And it took us, I don't know how many weeks, you know, to record it, you know. Yeah, I was afraid it was going to come out like Sunday. It's an all new Simpsons. I'm fine, you know. Excuse me, sir. I'm here to see Jerry Wolf. Can you take me up to the fifth floor?
Well, this thing don't go sideways, kid. So we only got one choice.
I stepped in as he reached past me to shut a large metal door, and then he tugged sideways on an accordion gate until it clicked shut. He pulled out a long-armed lever, and the elevator jerked upwards towards number 5. As we moved higher, I heard muffled music coming through the walls, getting louder with each floor. He guided the elevator to a smooth stop, slid back the gate, and on the inside of the metal door was a big number 5 stenciled in white paint. That door was the last obstacle to the unknown adventure waiting on the other side for me. A kid from a small town with big dreams. And once that door opened, I was positive my life was going to change forever.
Well done, AJ.
All right, we have one more to do. Last one, then.
Okay. I wasn't paying attention to when I was going to roll out. Sorry about that, folks.
You're just listening to me blather on.
I know.
Yeah. No, it was. You know, AJ McKay did all the audio for Joe's book. Go out and buy it. It's really fabulous. And one of Maurice Tobias was there. She actually directed this for Joe. And she said something that I actually stood up and started to applaud. And that was that audiobooks should be like this, that they should be well produced and create more than just, you know, the words, you know. But then again, you know, we're words people. But we're also, you know, audio production type people. So to me, it was like, that's how I do my books. But it takes 2 months for me to do a book like that. So
yeah,
I do it on my own.
There should be a new category or a reviving a category of radio play or something like that, right? I mean, isn't
exactly.
That kind of more like what Joe produced with this audiobook? Because it's got effects, music backing, and all sorts of stuff, right?
Yeah. It was fun to listen to live. I mean, as he was there, you know, and there were some great people there. A lot of the folks from the voiceover in Vegas crowd, what was it? Dave Smith, who bought, four clickers from us. I'm like, oh, sure, I can save on the postage here. And I just gave him the four clickers. and a few other people who, you know, are regular viewers of the show, and it was great meeting them. And it was worth losing all that sleep just to meet up with people and stuff like that. But AJ and I had a little bit of an adventure, because he and I had to set up all, I'm the AV guy, no matter where, what's going on. Oh, Dan can do that.
That's the curse of, yeah. Uh-huh.
I know. Yeah. And I know, you know what that's like. So I had to go help set up the speakers with my, you know, my shoulder still dangling off. We get out of the cab, and this cab charges like twice as much. It's what Courvoisier calls long hauling. You know, we need to go out to this place, you know, here. And, you know, and AJ's paying the cab driver. It leaves his phone in the cab, and the cab drives off.
Oh, that's the last time you'll see that phone.
Nope. So I start calling the phone, and he goes, it won't help. I put it on vibrate. You know, finally, Dave figured out who the cab company was. And I said, what I always say, panic is an asteroid heading towards Earth. Everything else is just stuff. You'll get your phone back. Next morning, he had his phone back. So,
well, there you go. That's a vote for Vegas right there. Because in New York, that phone would be gone.
I've lost phones in New York. Anyway, well, we're just rambling on because we're running a little late here. But we're on the internet. What's late?
That's right.
Right?
We're hoping Skype will just settle in and play along nicely tonight.
That will help. Yes. So I'm a little more, you know, worse for wear. I had to take a red eye last night, but I'm back and it's showtime and I'm wide awake for at least for the next hour or so. And we've got a great show. We got Kelly Passano and we've got Widom's World. So don't go anywhere. There's more to come. We'll be right back.
If you have studio problems, bring them here to EWABS. Let's get back to more problems with Dan Leonard and George Whittam.
More problems.
When you put it that way.
More problems. Bring it on, baby.
Well, we'll try to keep it to a minimum tonight.
Exactly.
Episode 128. Who would have thought?
I know.
I'm amazed every week. I say it every week, but it's absolutely amazing.
It is. It's truly amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, so we've got a Whittam's World.
Yeah, little thing about phone patches. It's a topic that, of course, comes up, you know, regularly, and it's one that is probably one of the most frequently asked questions in any forum or emails that come to me. So, here again, here's my take on phone patches: what you should do, what's worth bothering with, what equipment to use. Here you go.
In a world.
George, can you help me set up my recording studio?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Where voiceover talent are stuck in their closets.
Is there a way to improve the quality of my audio files?
Oh yeah.
And they need to deliver finished audio tracks.
You are my hero.
Oh, thank you. That's sweet.
There is one man who takes it all on.
Studio time. Excellent. Whittam's World.
Whittam's World. Rated VO.
Hey there, everyone. This is George Whittam reporting for Whittam's World. So this week I've decided to dig into the topic of phone patches, which is basically the concept of being able to hear a phone caller while you're recording and have them hear you. And in some cases, also the ability to have them hear you play back audio that you've already recorded. So as you can probably imagine, there's a lot of ways to do this. And I've tried pretty much everything you can imagine. So this week I'm answering questions that came in from Roger Hyman. He was asking about using a JK Audio hybrid with a Duet by Apogee. And Mark Chen was also asking about ways to hook up using Skype, using phone patches and different things to allow you to be directed over a phone line while you're doing recording sessions. So there's a lot of ways to do this, and Mark outlined at least 6 different methods. There's no way I can certainly address all of them right now, but I'll give you a rundown on a couple solutions. So let me talk about 2 basic ways that you can facilitate doing a phone patch setup. One of them involves Skype, and one of them involves using an actual traditional, what's called a hybrid, or a device that is used to patch into your telephone system. So starting with Skype, this is by far my favorite solution of all the different possible solutions for a couple of reasons. One, you don't need to have a physical audio mixer to patch this other piece of equipment into, so you'd save the cost of buying a mixer and this additional hybrid device that a phone line would need to tie into your studio. So that's one good reason. 2, even if you're using Skype to call a landline phone, not just another Skype caller, because you can do both with Skype, the sound quality is better than if you were just using a traditional phone hybrid with a POTS or plain old telephone service phone line, like the one you have in your house with a dial tone, if you still have one of those. Do you guys all still have those? I don't. If you want to keep it simple, Skype will play very well alongside other recording softwares, primarily on the Mac system. In Windows, things get a little bit messier, and I can't guarantee that's going to be the same for everybody. I know recently I've had clients have a lot of trouble when using, say, Adobe Audition 3.0 or something on Windows alongside Skype. So it's not going to work great for everybody. Some of you may need to run Skype on a separate computer and then patch the audio in using a mixer, complicating things a lot more. But if you have a Mac, Skype will run right alongside any of the recording software like Twisted Wave, and the two can share the same audio hardware very easily. So you set the same input for your recording software, let's say Twisted Wave, and you set the same input for Skype, the microphone setting. Make them the same. So when you're recording into the microphone, your audio is also feeding to Skype simultaneously. Easy peasy. They hear you. The speaker setting in Skype, you just set to the output device that you are using with your headphones. Now, if you don't normally use headphones when you record in the booth, and many of you don't, you will have to get used to using headphones. You can't use a speaker because if their voice starts coming out of the speaker while you're speaking, that could end up getting into the recording and ruining a take. So you don't want to go with a speaker in most cases. So if you have to get an earbud or something, or some kind of a headphone, and you're not used to wearing one, some people suggest using very lightweight, small, like iPod-style earbuds, and just putting one in one ear, just enough so that you can hear their voice in your one ear, but it's not distracting you too much. So that's a workaround. Another solution is if you have any kind of a smartphone or an iPhone or anything, you can do the same thing with those. You can either be using Skype or just be using a regular phone call, plug the earpiece into the earphone jack, have the phone in the booth with you, and just they'll hear you through the microphone on the phone. The microphone's very sensitive, and if it's sitting there on the table within a few feet of you, they'll hear you just like you're on speakerphone, and you'll hear them through the earpiece in your ear. So again, a really simple solution. The next solution is involving more equipment, and that's using a traditional phone hybrid, which is a piece of equipment that you can patch in to your studio and will tie into your telephone lines so that everything is tied in together. This is the way we've been doing it for years, and some people still like doing it this way. I call it the old-fashioned way. But you're still going to be using a normal phone line, and you can use whatever existing telephone line you're already using in your studio area. And the phone line plugs into the hybrid box, and it passes out the other side to your telephone, sort of like you would the way you would hook up a fax machine. And then you're taking the output and the input of that hybrid and plugging it into a mixer. And the mixer then allows you to hear yourself, hear the caller, and send the sound of your microphone to the caller, all at the same time while not recording the sound of the phone caller on your recording track. And that's what's called a mix minus. So you need the right kind of mixer to do that, and I really love using the Mackie 802 VLZ series mixers for this purpose. I think they work wonderfully. You can use Behringer's, Yamaha's, anything that has an auxiliary send will do this very, very easily. So, setting it up correctly is not that difficult. Basically using an auxiliary send to send the audio to your hybrid and receiving the hybrid to another channel of your mixer will allow you to hear them without sending yourself, without sending them back to themselves again, creating an echo loop. That's what that mix minus is all about. And as for Roger's question about using a duet with a JK Audio hybrid, you can do it. But it's a little bit complicated, and you have to use the mixer panel that comes with it called the Maestro. That's what it's called. You have to use Maestro, and it takes some tweaking to get it just right. So that's the kind of a question I'd like to address more privately because it's such a specific scenario. I have almost never had a client buy a JK Audio Auto Hybrid and a Duet and want to use them together in the same studio without a mixer. So if you want me to help you with that one-on-one, I'd be happy to do it. Let me know. Thanks again for sending in your questions. I really appreciate it. If you'd like to have your question answered on the show, please send it in to widdomsworld@edgestudio.com, and I'll answer it as soon as I can. And if you want specific help on your own needs, or you need more rapid response, or your question's, a lot more specific, then you definitely want to check out vostudiotech.com. That's our technical wing of Edge Studio, where I can better address your needs. I've got all sorts of services that will help address your problems in a timely manner, and we'll get you up and running as quickly as possible. So thanks again. I really appreciate it, and I'll see you guys next week. So there you have it. I know Dan's favorite way of doing a phone patch is to hold a phone up to your head, which, it works. There's nothing particularly wrong with it. But some of my clients do a surprisingly large volume of work on a phone patch. So if you really do get a lot of direction, going through those extra steps and adding, going through a couple more hoops to set up your system may be worth it to you.
And Skype, there's just no better way. I can't find or think of a better way to do a phone patch than just using Skype on your system. And if you're, the only time Skype seems to be a problem is for people on Windows using Adobe Audition.
And for us.
And tonight for us, right. But I have seen Skype interfere with Adobe Audition even on a Mac. Somebody else told me it happened to them on Mac. So I don't know what Adobe Audition does with sound drivers or what it's doing with your sound device when it takes over. It can sometimes interfere. So using a secondary sound device for Skype specifically can sometimes be the way to go. Dan, are you getting like a one phone patch a week, or you're just not doing them that much, right? You're mostly self-directed.
I'm very self-directed, you know, and after doing this, you know, after being directed all weekend, it's like, I really would like to get directed more.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of the stuff I do, a lot of it is, it's a lot of mundane corporate stuff and e-learning, and they don't want to direct me. They're, you know, they're like, you know, I did get a direction this morning from this company in Europe I'm working with. And like, this isn't e-learning. This, you have to be an actor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. You mean you want me to be like a person in a scene or something? All right. Yeah. I'm like, oh, they just think it's amazing what the Europeans are like about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, if there's any Europeans watching tonight, it's nothing personal, but they just look at things a little bit different over there. I'm not exactly sure why.
Well, I'm just looking for the easiest way for people to do their job. And, that's kind of what my thing is. Like, if I think that a little technological addition to your studio is going to help you, you know, I'm usually all for it, but it, you know, your mileage may vary. And if it's very little for you, then don't do it. And ISDN, as it starts waning and going away, phone patching for many of my clients that used ISDN a lot is kind of taken over. So they're not really finding that they're missing it that much. Studios are realizing, oh, wow, we don't really have to do ISDN. We could just have the client send the file to us.
Please.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Please.
Gee, what do you know? So, yeah. I mean, there's so many things on the horizon. I'll have some really interesting news to share about Source Connect in the coming weeks. A little birdie told me.
Great.
I had a cool call. I had a cool talk with them today, actually. They shared a lot of stuff about their developments and what's coming in the future, in the future months. So,
excellent.
Cool news coming along from Source Connect for sure.
All right. Well, we've got lots more coming up tonight. We have Kelly Passano is going to join us. If you've got questions for her, you're going to have to wonder what exactly she does as a casting director. You're in the chat room. You can get control of that. Anyway, we'll be right back with Kelly Passano here on East West Audio Body Shop right after this.
VO Studio Tech. Recording made simple.
Hi, I'm Peter McHugh.
This is Jim Tasker from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, this is Bill Ratner in Los Angeles.
Hi, this is Scott Rummel here in Yorba Linda, California.
Hi, my name is Rick Wasserman.
Hi, this is Tom Kane.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Marshall.
Hi, my name is Zurich.
Hi, I'm Mary McKittrick.
Randy Thomas chiming in.
Hi, this is Joe Szymanski.
Hey, this is Rick Robles.
Hi, my name is John Patrick Armstrong.
I was turned on to George by none other than Don LaFontaine, who always swore by his health.
George is absolutely awesome.
ISDN, Source Connect, Phone Patch, FTP, you name it, Georgia set it up.
It's really the best thing I've ever done for myself. I feel free, safe, fearless, like anything is possible in here.
Unless you like to look for opportunities to waste time, call George.
And he did all of that, long distance over the phone and the internet.
I'm very happy with George, and I cherish him.
Thanks, George. You make it easy.
And now, back to East West Audio Body Shop, where every week, it's Apollo 13.
We have a problem. Well, we're back here, and let's welcome our guest joining us from, I imagine you're in Burbank, or whereabouts in Southern California are you?
We'll let Skype catch up. Now she's going to have to listen to you sing the whole time. I think she's totally frozen. There
oh,
you
yeah, Burbank.
There
boy,
goes.
That
there
is
goes.
Way behind.
Yeah, we had about a 15-second freeze right there.
I don't even
Skype.
See Dan. Am I supposed to see Dan?
Let's see if it catches up.
Yes. All right. Just stand very still for about 3 seconds.
No, okay. She's still just a still image. She's not moving.
Oh, okay.
So you know what? Just to make our lives easier and make Skype behave maybe a little bit better on your end, now we've got a nice shot of you. Just turn off your camera. turn off your camera, Kelly, on Skype. Okay. And I think we go. I think that's going to work out all better for us tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Great. Thank you. All right, Dan, back to you.
Huh? Oh, right. Anyway, okay. Now, you are the head of casting at The Voice Caster in L.A., the original voiceover casting house for over 35 years. You are a casting director, a booth director, which we were just talking about, a demo producer, and an audio engineer, and a breath mint and a floor wax. That's a lot of stuff there.
Yes, everything. Okay.
Just have to bounce off the satellite, I guess. You know, it's like doing a report from Afghanistan. But anyway, now, how did you get started doing all of these different things?
Actually, everything kind of started in Michigan when I was in college.
And what did you study in college?
You know, I had some friends working at the local TV and radio stations. I started doing some voiceover chat. And then, you know, my main focus was in directing. I also did some acting. I do come from an acting background. And I was directing, stage managing, everything you could possibly think of. I got my master's degree in writing. So I was doing playwriting, screenwriting, all of that. And then I moved out to Los Angeles.
Ah, fabulous. Now, how did you start over at VoiceCaster? Well, you probably had some other jobs in between there before you ended up at VoiceCaster. What else did you do?
Actually, I came straight from Michigan, and I spoke to Huck Liggett, who was the owner and head of casting at the time, and he hired me right away. So I have been pretty much the whole time I've been in L.A., I've been here at VoiceCaster.
Outstanding. So, all right, so you're what exactly does a casting company do? I mean, we know, okay, they get people into roles, but what's a little, tell us a little bit about the process, you know, from beginning to end and how you fit into there.
Okay. The great thing is every day it's a different project, new clients constantly coming. People will call, people will email. It's literally ad agency.
Must be a lot of people sharing the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. All right. Everybody stop watching. We got to get back on the way. No, don't go away. We'll solve this.
Kelly, can you move somewhere maybe where there's possibly stronger Wi-Fi? Since you're not on camera anymore, you're just since we're just using audio, maybe you can relocate if you're on a laptop. Because your Wi-Fi is definitely getting tromped on. Yeah, she's not even there now. It's showing the not there icon on the screen.
Okay,
right. I'm gonna hang
tell
up
you what. Hang up. All right. We'll see. We'll try that. I guess I could talk about Harlan while you're trying to reestablish communication there.
Please do. Yeah, go ahead and talk about Harlan.
Harlan Hogan, talk a great guy. Yes, thank you. Makes great stuff, like the Harlan Hogan Signature Series headphones. They're really great. Unfortunately, No, they're made to last with the Twist-O-Flex headband, the fabulous memory foam cups with real leather. They're very, very comfortable, and they sound very different from your average headphones. They're not for listening to Pink Floyd and Genesis and Janis Joplin. They are for voiceover. They're the curve on them is strictly for voice.
Although
and
you'd be surprised how good they sound with music, too.
I've listened to them with music, and mm-hmm. then I go back to the Shures, but mm-hmm. With all the duct tape on them. And a little inside story there. But they're great headphones, and everything he makes in his signature series, he puts his name on it, and he'll only put his name on it if it's good enough to be a Harlan Hogan signature series item. Like the Harlan Hogan VO1A. Make sure you get that in the shot there, George.
That's right.
The VO1A, the voiceover microphone. That's what it's the official. It's the official microphone of Ebwabs East. And if it sounds great here, imagine what it'll sound like with your voice, because your voices are all probably better than mine. You know, it's not the microphone that makes you great. It's how you read it. But if you have something that is consistent and really EQ'd properly for voiceover, why not have one? It's a great mic to have in your mic locker, as all those audio engineers say. And you can get all of this fabulous stuff, plus all the other great things over at voiceoveressentials.com. Go over there and check it out. Okay, have we reestablished contact with our guest?
Not right now. I am Skyping chatting with her and asking her if she can move to a better location, and she, I think, is doing that right now, hopefully. So the Wi-Fi just got tromped on in her location. So c'est la vie. Such is life with a live show.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll tell you, why don't you interview me and I'll be her.
Okay.
And I'll just go by the note she gave us.
You got it. Well, I'm communicating with her, trying to figure out when she's going to call, when she can call in. When you can call back, call in any time. Thanks. We'll talk amongst ourselves.
That's right. Well, you can talk about the stuff you were going to talk about.
What was I going to? Yes. Why not? I shall
go
do
for
so.
It. Go for it.
Let me get the Skype window back into the shot, and let me go my single shot. Yeah, I was going to say this for the announcements later in the show, but a little tech bulletin that's kind of come across the shot across the bow lately. For those of you with Focusrite Scarlett audio interfaces, some of you are using the 2i2. Well, many of you are. I mean, it's a very popular device. We've certainly talked about it a lot. And some of you may be using higher-end ones, 2i4, 8i6, whatever you can think of. There is a new audio driver, or rather, I should say, an old audio driver? I don't know. It's kind of confusing. But what they've done was they released a way to change the audio driver for your Scarlett so that it's what they call class-compliant mode. Basically, what that means is that it makes your Scarlett show up on the Mac as though it's just sort of a native piece of audio equipment instead of a specifically the Scarlett. I don't know why it matters. I don't understand enough. That's above my pay grade. But there apparently is a definite help for you if you're having audio glitches with your Scarlett, if you're having dropouts, clicks, and pops. And this doesn't seem to matter whether you're on Mavericks or an earlier operating system. This fix may very well help you. So I'll tell you where to get it. It's a long link. So I'm going to post it in the show notes, first of all. But let me, I'll put it into a lower third here if I can without too much drama. And okay, Kelly has moved to a place with Wi-Fi. Awesome. So I'm going to stick the link to this. We'll call her in a second. I'm going to stick the link to this in the chat for you guys to see, and I'll put it in the show notes because it's not a pretty one. But if you want to Google it, you'll be able to find it pretty easily by typing into Google Scarlett 2i2 Driver Mavericks. And that'll take you to the Focusrite website where you can find driver updates. But I think it's fixed problems for numerous people. So definitely check it out. And it's a very good chance, as Anthony is asking in the chat room, will it work with Source Connect? I think there's a very good chance it will solve issues for those having problems with Source Connect. So do check it out. And give us a report back over on the Facebook group and let us know if installing this new driver or what they call a... Kelly's calling in. It's basically flashing the firmware. So let us know if that helps for you guys. Check it out. We'd love to hear back. Hey, you're back. Hey, Kelly.
Hello. I hope this is better.
I think it will be.
So far.
Go ahead and turn on your camera again. We might be in much better shape if you've got stronger
All
Wi-Fi.
Right. Hopefully I have some light here too. Okay.
No, you look fine. There we go.
All right.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's like an actual sink. Wow.
Yay. Thank you. Thanks for bearing with us and and moving around for us. We appreciate it.
No problem. No problem.
Okay. Well, so we were about to talk about the casting process itself. Now, who comes to you and says, can you cast this commercial or whatever? How does the whole thing get rolling?
The biggest thing is ad agencies and producers. They come to us first and say, you know, I'm working on this project, whether it's a commercial. We've done animated pilots, narration. We just did ADR for a short film somebody was working on. So it can be casting a voice for anything. So the producer ad agency comes to us. They tell us what they're looking for. And then from there, we'll put out our casting call, and that is either calling people directly on my list, just people who have submitted their demos through us through email, or we also put it out to the agents. So agents will then pitch their talent as well. So most of the pre-screening takes place by demos, commercial demos primarily. If we're looking for animation or something more specific, we will listen to those types of demos instead. But primarily what we cast is probably, 85% commercials. So from there, we listen to hundreds and hundreds of voices, and we literally only submit anywhere from 10 to maybe 30 voices per project.
To the final client?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So how do you determine? I mean, if anybody's ever cast a play or something like that, a local theater, what is it that you look for? I mean, you've got the specs, but what is it that gets somebody to stick out from everybody else?
Personality is the biggest thing. I can listen to a demo and instantly know, that person is bringing their own sort of read to it, as opposed to, they were probably directed into that read. It's so cliche or so standard. So personality is a big thing. And that's a lot of times what our clients end up booking as well. They'll book talent who stand out because they're bringing their personal style to it, as opposed to just doing what they think the client wants.
So in other words, the specs on a script aren't necessarily written in stone.
No.
There's your golden nugget for tonight, folks.
It's true. And sometimes the client's not sure what they want. They'll say, we want very conversational, real people. But we look at, what they've done in the past, whether it's actual spots that they've produced in the past, casting that we've done for them in the past and what they've responded to. It's one of those things where, Honda, we cast tons of Honda. And one of their big things is they want those conversational, friendly, real people. What they don't tell you is that you also have to sound smart. You have to be intelligent. They don't want somebody off the street, testimonial real. You still have to have that intelligence, because that's Honda's brand.
That's why they used Kevin Spacey for a long time.
Yep.
Makes sense. So you get all of these. How much of something do you listen to when you listen to these demos? Is it really the first 5 seconds or the first 10 seconds? Or
sometimes, to be totally honest, it's just a slate. Seriously, a lot of people don't realize how important a slate is. But if somebody sounds, if I'm slating my name, Kelly Fastenhoff, I'm totally disinterested. I just want to get into the read. I'm going to say, okay, they're disinterested, and that right there throws me off. Right. So it's having that confidence and that smile, liking what you do right from the get go. In all honesty, it's the first line. And if you do a couple of takes, we may listen to the first line of both takes. And that might be about it.
Interesting. So a good idea might be do it the way you want to do it. If you get some copy, your agent sends you a script, just read it the way you would read it without even reading the specs, and then read the specs and maybe just do it that way.
Yeah.
And that might perhaps provides a real nice contrast there.
Yeah, that would be great, because then you're getting your first instinct. And that's something when you come in to audition with us here, one of the biggest things we do is say, all right, let's just roll a take one, see where it's at. We give you total freedom to do whatever you're going to do on that first take. And then we'll direct you in a second take. And we always submit at least two, if not three takes to our clients.
Interesting. All right. So the business has changed a lot in the last 10 years. A lot. All right. Maybe quantum leap by quantum leap.
Yes.
So you now have access to talent just about everywhere.
Yep.
Is it still primarily a Southern California type of thing, or are you finding yourself finding people out here in the hinterlands and flyover country who are equally as talented and technologically proficient at these things, who you find are working and are hiring a lot?
Mm-hmm. I find both. You know, it's all over. There's a lot of clients that do come to us and specifically want someone Los Angeles based. And there are other clients who, they don't care where you're at. They just want someone who can do the job, you know, find the right voice.
Excellent. Okay, so you've got some other things that you do over there too. Now, you also, you're a production house, or you teach, you coach, mm-hmm. Things along those lines. You have one of our favorite people is over there at VoiceCaster, Juan Carlos.
Yeah.
Some audio guy.
Yep.
And you can't do much better than him because he's a great guy.
Do you have to yell at him to put away the gadgets once in a while?
You know,
stop playing with all the gadgets.
As long as he brings them in and shows them to me and I get to play with them, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's how I keep up on everything.
Yeah. Now you're also an audio engineer. So you're the one, you're also sitting there and you're writing the levels and doing all that work.
Yep.
So you don't need a home studio yourself because you're not doing any voice work. What constitutes good home studio sound to you? So if you're getting something from somebody from, say, Buffalo or Rochester or something, hypothetically, what indicates to you immediately that either A, this person knows exactly what they're doing, or B, like you said, if the slate has a lawnmower in the background, you're out of there. You know?
Yeah. It has to be good quality. It has to. Otherwise, I won't even submit it to a client. You know, I've had people record on their iPhones in the bathroom. That's the worst place you could record. It's awful. Yeah. You know, and it's, you know, have a decent setup, you know, not necessarily, it doesn't have to be broadcast quality, but it definitely has to be submittable. It has to be clean, at least audition quality. Because honestly, if it's bad quality, I won't even, you know, pay attention to it. It'll just be something that I, you know, listen to the first few seconds. If it sounds terrible, I'm not going to be able to submit that to my client.
That's the million-dollar question. What is audition quality versus what is broadcast quality? Because I've been telling people that.
We've talked about that.
I'm telling people there is no audition quality. I mean, literally, there is no audition quality. It has to sound ready to go to air. That's what I've been telling people.
It does. I mean, it's best if that's a, you know, if that's the case, if you can have that sort of sound. But I know some people can't. And so we tell them it has to at least be clean audio. You can't have all of the background noise. There can't be, you know, any even static or white noise behind you. So for the most part, it does have to be broadcast quality. The biggest thing is I don't want any compression. You know, don't mess with the file. I want a raw file. Don't be editing out breaths and, you know, that kind of a thing. Unless they're big and they're in the way, you know, because honestly, from the casting standpoint, if you're sending me an audition, I'm going to listen through and edit it how I need it to sound for the client anyway. So the biggest thing is clean audio.
Clean audio. You heard it here, but not first. Only 128 episodes of that have we been saying. Clean.
Yep.
Keep it simple and keep it clean.
You'd be surprised what people submit.
No, we're not. We hear it too.
That's right.
You know, and basic editing, that's all you need to do. It's, you know, don't be swearing because you have to do a second take and, you know, leave that in there because we've had that as well.
Jeez.
You know, you need to pick it up and edit out whatever you say in the middle.
I think that's probably one of the biggest mysteries to all of us who are in voiceover, who we submit these auditions and somebody else gets it. We want to hear what everybody else did. Just, you know, it's probably like America's Funniest Home Videos, I'm sure. You know, some of the quality. And I hear all sorts of stories from people saying, well, like, just like what you just told us. You know, and I hear it too from people who are submitting audio to, you know, to me or George and saying, what does it sound like? Well, let's start at the very beginning, which is a very good place to start. Okay, let's talk about some other stuff here. Especially with dealing with the voice casters. Now you have classes there as well, and you teach and coach. How does that go there?
Yep. I teach all of the group classes. We have a beginning, intermediate, advanced, audition pro, which is run audition style just for working actors. We also have an animation class as well as kids classes. And then one, actually teaches a microphone class where you get to explore different microphones and hear what you sound like. And as you probably know, he has an extensive collection. So that's great. You know, you get to try things that you probably wouldn't normally. But I teach all of the core classes here.
Excellent. And you have an ISDN service there too.
Yes. Yep. We have ISDN, just standard ISDN recording. We don't do all of the post-production, but we offer that to our clients as well as actors. We have a really special actors rate, $25 for 15 minutes. You know, just, you can rent the studio the day of if you need a last minute ISDN session, which, you know, makes it a lot more convenient for some people who maybe aren't necessarily working via ISDN often enough to have it in their home studio, or if their home studios are having any problems, you know, they have a last minute kind of a backup.
Let's be geeks for a minute. What is being used in the ISDN studio? Mic, preamp, and then what ISDN codec box do you guys use?
Oh, all kinds of question. we have a Telos Cypher Extreme, ISDN box, and we have a Mackie mixer. Mm-hmm. We use AKG, Rhodes. We use Sennheisers. We have a pretty good collection here with what we use.
Do you guys, are you really picky about what mic you're going to use? Or, you know, is it like this mic works well for most people?
Typically we do use the AKG. We find that works the best for most of our clients. Sometimes they're a little pickier and we'll switch it up for them. You know, and then of course the talent, if they're renting the ISDN studio and, you know, they recorded their audition on a Sennheiser, then that's what we'll put in there for the job for them.
Gotcha. So. Okay. Yeah. I another question that led it was from the previous topic. While I have the stage. Well, I have the floor. You were saying that you have a class that's pro for the pro actors or the, you know, the working actors. How do you vet those actors to decide they are ready to be in this level class?
They have to submit a demo to us. And then the biggest thing is typically they have to have a demo that's competitive. Mm-hmm. I listen to demos all day, every day. I know if you put it together, you know, on your own.
Yeah.
So they have to have a professional commercial demo as well as, you know, voiceover representation.
God, you're making so many questions pop up in my head. The more you talk, the more questions. So, yeah.
And in the chat room, by the way.
I mean, what is the number one thing that when you listen to a demo, you go, oh, they just sort of cut this together themselves. I mean, what is something that's like a red flag?
Just the levels, the mix.
The
way it was mixed.
Levels
yeah,
all
a lot
over
of
the
times,
place.
Music a lot of times is just, it's either too soft or it's too much. It's overbearing.
Yeah.
Yep,
so that's one of the biggest things that you can tell if it's been professionally mixed or not.
Okay.
Yep. All right. And one other thing. Now you've got this thing VO and Go where you'll direct people for auditions. Now I would imagine that's a pretty valuable service to people who are really, if they've got like a big audition, that might be a good thing to try. How does that work?
Every day we go Monday through Friday. We're not here on the weekends. From 10 to 5, every 15 minutes we have appointments. It's $10 for 10 minutes. If you go 15 minutes, it's still only $10. And you work with one of our casting directors, kind of whoever's available at that time. But you will be working with a casting director. And the nice thing about all of our casting directors here is they all come from, you know, a theater background. They all have the acting background, as well as their engineers, their demo producers, casting directors, booth directors. So you're always working with someone who knows what they're doing.
Any chance that they may start doing that via, Skype. Or something like that?
Yes, that is something that we're working on. So that will be coming.
That'll be huge. I think that's a brilliant idea. I think so many people's auditions would be so much stronger if they could just get a little bit of direction, you know?
Sometimes you just need another ear, you know? It's just you need a little bit of feedback, and sometimes just giving one or two words of direction can switch somebody's entire read. And, you know, we have a pretty good booking ratio with the VO to goes too. We have this fun little thing in our lobby of stars. So if you book something through doing VO and Go, you get your name on a star, and then we just start listing all of the things that you book.
Very nice.
So it's a fun little incentive, you know, it's kind of like being in elementary school again.
Yeah, but you get your gold star for the day.
Yep. Yeah. And a lot of people make it their goal to get a star in the voice caster lobby. So.
Okay, we've got some great questions from our audience because they're a great bunch of people and they want to know, and that's why they're here every week without fail. Steve Tardio asks, do casting directors frown talent cold calling them? And is there a proper way for a voiceover talent to network and contact casting directors such as yourself to get on your radar?
The biggest thing is email. Email me because I don't have time to take phone calls. Unfortunately, you know, I have clients constantly calling. Email I will get to. It may take me a week to respond to you, but I will. You know, and I listen to every demo that comes through. You know, because I am a casting director. I'm constantly looking for new talent, you know, seeking out the best talent out there. So I want the demo submissions. I want to be able to, you know, expand our roster so I have more people to go to for both union and non-union.
All right. So that sort of followed up the next question. How do you get on your radar? Yeah, the same question. Okay. J.S. Gilbert. Yes, that J.S. Gilbert asks, does VoiceCaster look at talent in San Francisco and elsewhere or just in Southern California?
We look at talent everywhere. We will actually get clients who specifically ask for talent from certain regions. And then also just if we have a project and you're perfect for it, I'm going to send you an audition.
Excellent. Doug Turkel asks, are you prepared for the onslaught of demos you're going to find in your inbox tomorrow morning?
Yes, I assumed that would happen. Maybe hoping that would happen to find some good new talent out there. So, yeah.
All right. Michael Blaha asks, what's the quickest way to get passed over? Also known as what should you definitely not do?
Definitely not do. Don't repeatedly call me.
No psycho calling.
Don't email me on a weekly basis. But touching base once in a while is good. Also, your emails need to be short and sweet. I'm not going to read, you know, I've been the voice of this 100 things and list them all. Keep it short and sweet. You know, tell me where you're based. Tell me if you're union or non-union, you know, what you're open to reading on, that kind of a thing.
Yeah. Devox asks an excellent question because, you know, I get to Southern California every now and again and I keep saying, you know, I should go see casting directors and these sorts of things, or I can hang out around my mother's pool, which I know George really likes doing. If one is going to visit L.A. for just a few days, how would one get to meet with someone such as yourself?
Email me. Let me know that you're going to be in L.A. You know, because especially one of the best ways is to come in and read for me. So it's also, you know, if there's kind of a trick to the system. If I don't respond to your email, if I don't see it right away because I'm slammed with casting and just crazy busy, which is often the case, and you're only going to be in town for a few days, then maybe the best thing to do is if you have an audition to record for an agent, schedule a VO and Go appointment. It's the perfect way. You have to stop into my office to check in. It's a great way to meet me.
This is another excellent, excellent question, because I think a lot of people think about this. Devox asks, what sort of equipment do you listen to auditions on? How loud and that sort of thing? Are you at your desk or are you in the studio or control room?
Both. It all depends. It all depends. A lot of times, majority of the time, I'm at my computer, just a desktop computer.
Listening through like the computer's built-in speakers or like some little.
I have external speakers.
Yeah.
But they're still not, you know, they're not studio quality.
Nothing fancy. Okay.
Nope.
Yeah. And the I mean, it's a big argument in the industry. It's like, well, how perfect does it have to be when the majority of the end user is going to be listening to it on the speaker that's, you know, this big or, you know, the size of headphones or something along those lines. But it's got to be clean and it's got to be properly modulated. You know, it's poop in, poop out, essentially.
Yep. Well, and keep in mind, the worse the audio sounds, the worse it's going to sound on bad speakers.
Yeah.
You know, it's only going to make it worse. I have clients who will listen to our auditions, you know, on their phones, because they're traveling, you know, or they're on set.
I know this kind of relates, but I used to intern at a studio. We had the best speakers money could buy. We had all the gear you can imagine. But when the music mix was done on that track, we would punch it up on a little crappy Panasonic kitchen radio patched into the console. And we knew that if we could hear it clearly and well on that little speaker, that it was going to do well. So yeah, don't always listen to your mic. Always listen to your spots back on your studio monitors or your amazing headphones, you know, play it on an MP3 through your speaker on your iPhone or something. Right.
And see just how it to sounds. Make sure.
Don't do it every time, but you know, check your mix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, although I must say, I have a little story I'll tell, you know, after the break, but about using the iPhone, which I think people will get a kick out of. Let's see. One more question here. J.S. Gilbert, who always asks the best questions, when they get back to casting reels at the VoiceCaster, do you often go looking for some talent you're familiar with?
In terms of who I bring in or who I'm auditioning?
Right. If I'm like, oh, we know this guy, we know this person, we know this gal. Yeah, they could probably handle it. Does familiarity help in that process?
Yes and no. Obviously, you know, I over the years, I know the people who are easy to work with. I know the people who are not so easy to work with. They don't come in anymore. So it's one of those things where I'm always looking for new people and I'm always taking chances on new people. You know, you have to. So yeah, I call in people I'm familiar with. And then on every casting call, I'm also trying to get in a few new people, both for myself so that I can meet new people, but also for my clients. So that they're not hearing the same people over and over. I know some casting places tend to fall into kind of a pattern. They're constantly bringing in the same people because they know them. They like to work with them. But one of my big things is I love finding new talent for our clients.
It's important to look outside the box sometimes.
It is.
That's why you're here tonight, I'm sure. Partially.
Yep.
Yep.
Because, boy, are you going to hear a lot of new talent tomorrow morning.
No doubt.
No That's doubt great. About it. And I'll be by in March when I visit my mom for Passover. So
but
the good thing is that, you know, the people watching the show right now that are hearing this live are generally good, busy, you know, working talent. You know, they're
working talent, yeah.
You know, these are pros that are generally the audience of our show. So good people.
Great.
Well, Kelly, thanks for putting up with us tonight.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
and all the technical glitches and stuff, but that's the way it goes.
That's what makes our show charming.
I know. It's real, you know. but once we got it rolling, you've been fabulous. And you really gave us some information, I think, that is incredibly valuable to everybody who watches. And we really appreciate you coming on and sharing it with us.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, we've got a little bit more left, and then you can all go about your lives. So we'll be right back here on East West Audio Body Shop.
Voice VoiceOver Extra, the voiceover industry's online news, education, and resource center 24/7. Hundreds, probably thousands of free how-to articles for voiceover success, ranging from home studio to voice acting to business. A free voiceover industry directory, calendar of industry events, resource links, a store, and much more. Bi-monthly webinars on all topics of voiceover, free subscriptions to newsletters, reports, announcements, daily news, and features at voiceoverextra.com.
Back to EWABS with Dan and George.
No, it's George and Dan.
No, it's not. It's Dan and George.
George and Dan.
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 George and Dan.
Dan and George.
George and Dan.
Dan and George.
George and Dan. Dan and George.
Make up your mind. Okay. That was great. That was just fabulous.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, you know, take the digital realm that you know, the digital gods aren't nice to us sometimes. Once it cleaned up, that was perfect. That's what this show is about. That's the information you guys need.
Yeah, it's always worth hanging in there waiting for all those little things to clear up so that we can get the guest in. You know, it's just so worth it. And, you know, that's why we love doing it live. We love to have things go wrong because it keeps us all on our tails.
Yeah, we love it when things go
wrong.
Yeah,
we love it. We thrive on it.
Speaking of things going wrong, I know you got a couple other things too, but I'm sitting in the airport in Phoenix. I'm flying down to Las Vegas on Friday morning, and I'm checking my email because I got like an hour and a half between flights, and I get an email from a client saying, we worked on this thing last year, but we need to change the first two lines. And I'm like, I told you I'm going to Las Vegas. And I sat there and I'm thinking, wait a second. And I grabbed Mr. iPhone. I said, look, I'm sitting at gate C11 at the Sky Harbor in Phoenix. If I can pull it off with my iPhone, will that do? Give it a shot. Now, it was a fairly quiet gate.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you'll hear if I played the audio of it, you'd hear what it sounded like. There was definitely noise in the background, but I put on Twisted Wave, took my East West Audio Body Shop sweatshirt, which, by the way, makes a fabulous in-flight pillow and blanket. And it also, I just threw it over my head and sort of talked into it like this, you know, and, you know, it's almost summer. Checked, make sure my modulation was right. Emailed it to him. He says, great. Oh, wait a second. Can you do it this way? I did it again. My thought was, you know, there can be noise in the background, but is there going to be music behind the dial, you know, behind my voice? And he goes, yeah, there was music behind it. I said, I think we can disguise it. And in order to disguise it, we had to do the whole first line and it went to something else. But, you know, because I work with this editor a lot and we understand, you know, all these different things, we make a great team and we pulled it off, me sitting there at gate C11 in Phoenix on an iPhone.
How nice is it to have a working relationship with a client where you're not feeling like you have to constantly impress them and show off your studio, whatever it is, you can just get the job done however it needs to be done, you know? And that's really nice. That's something that's nice to have, you know? They're going to understand that you're in a bad location and that you're going to do whatever you can to pull it off and they're going to work with you. I mean, how cool is that?
Well, these guys always work with me and they put up with my, yes, I saved the day again, you know, emails, but
yeah,
but just to let you know, I mean, it's not something you're going to do every day. Is this broadcast quality, whatever the heck that means? No, but this iPhone 5, I mean, and I just used the internal mic on this.
No, the microphone, these miniature mics are getting really good. And I'm pretty sure it's the same mic that's in like the MacBook and stuff. It's mind-blowingly good. I mean, you put it in the right place and you have a quiet enough room and you had a towel over your head or whatever you had to do. You'd be amazed at what you can get away with sometimes.
The East West Audio Body Shop sweatshirt though really worked well. I will send you that file and you're going to laugh at how well it did.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. Love it.
Not as good as studio suit, but darn close.
Uh-huh. So how is Studio Suit coming? Are you falling behind on getting them out there? Or are you meeting demand?
No. I now have somebody else, a professional manufacturer, manufacturing these things.
Oh,
we're,
good.
They're slicing and dicing and sewing, and I'm going to have a lot of panels in stock, so if you want them, they're going to go right out.
Excellent.
It's not like, Dan, I want some. Okay, I run downtown. I take out a scissors. I cut it. I trim it. I pick it up. I rip my shoulder, you know, out of socket, and then and give it over to the canvas guy. No, they're producing. I'm going to have a whole bunch of them there.
Awesome.
And so they will be readily available to anybody who wants them. And you do want them.
Fantastic. Now. And I'm going to be in New York. Actually, what couple things, cool things going on in the next week for 2 weeks. I'll be NAMM show next week. So that's, no, next week. This week. That's this Thursday and Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll be at NAMM show Thursday and Friday. And for those that don't know, NAMM show is the show that's all about the music industry and all the equipment that's involved. So it's a huge show with a lot of stuff you guys don't care about. But I'll be walking around getting video of the stuff you do care about.
Yeah.
Microphones, mic interfaces, soft, anything that I think you guys would love to know about. What's the latest from these companies? I'll be there covering it and shooting video like I always do. And then streaming out some packages from time to time for you guys to check out. And those videos will probably be showing up on my Widom's In the Edge Studio YouTube channel. But I'll feature some of them on the show here as well. The best of the best.
Excellent.
And then I'll be in New York the following week. So I'll be flying out Sunday. On Monday, a little plug for Edge. This is kind of cool. We are doing a Source Connect session for Stephen Fry. And he'll be recording with the BBC. So
the former prison guard.
Yeah. So we'll be doing a four-hour Source Connect with Stephen Fry for the BBC. And I think I'm going to be engineering it. So I'm really excited about that because I so rarely get to do that.
Yeah.
And then there's a party on Thursday night at Edge Studio starting at 6 o'clock or so. So if you can come down for that, there's an RSVP link somewhere, which should have been clear to me where it is, but it's not right now. So just let me know if you want to come. I'll make sure you are on the list and it's open to anybody that would like to come. And as well, since I'll be in New York for the whole week, I am booking sessions. So if anybody in the New York area would like me to come by and help them in person.
Have George Widom in your house.
Yeah, want me in your house. Bring my mojo with me, whatever that means.
Yeah. Introduce them to your whole family. Bring in the in-laws and everything.
Dogs love me. So, you know, it's so funny. Dogs always sit at my feet. But I'd be happy to come by. Let us know if you need anything. I'll be open on Tuesday through Thursday. With things that are booking up already, but that's when I have the most openings. So let us know.
Yeah.
Over at vostudiotech.com.
Yes, very good. You know, now, I would come, but I got invited to another party.
Oh, yes, yes.
There's a studio opening up in Toronto.
Oh, cool.
Called the Livingston Studio, and I got a VIP pass.
Nice.
I was invited and asked to come. There was some question whether it was black tie or not. You know, I can just imagine me coming to the border wearing a tux, considering some of the other things that have happened to me at the Lewiston-Queenston Bridge trying to get up to Toronto. So it's like, it's not black tie, but it's they've built a new voiceover studio up there, the Livingston Studios, and they're going to start having classes there. And
nice.
You know, we're going to be able to do workshops there. And, you know, the folks in Toronto are going to have a great facility to work with there. So I wanted to go up there and support that effort. So that's going to be fun. That's this Friday. But you had to have a private invitation to go.
Ooh. Touch you.
Yeah. 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. I guess it's probably not too raucous, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Donations. What have we had? We've had an Eric Aragoni. Thank you, Eric. You are always
there. We love you. We are in awe of you.
We can count on you, Eric. Thank you so much for your donation. We really appreciate it. And thanks so much for all of our wonderful sponsors, Edge Studio, Harlan Hogan, Vox for, you know, VoiceOver Extra for all their promotional consideration. Also, VO Peeps. We haven't thanked them for a while, but VO Peeps, our friends over there, Ann Ganguza, really, you know, talks us up to her little niche of her corner of the web. So thanks so much, Ann. And like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at ewabs_show. Subscribe on YouTube. And once you've subscribed on YouTube, if you like some of the videos you're seeing, then click the little thumbs up.
Like them. Like them.
That helps more people see them and gets them to show up more often in the suggested videos, feeds, and things like that.
And tell your friends about us.
Please do.
You know, you're standing on the corner some afternoon. Hey, you got to watch this show. Tell them about it. Spread the word. Referral. It's like my late father-in-law used to say, did you get some referrals today, Daniel?
Oh, geez.
That's when I was the insurance business. Referrals are the best way to go.
Yes, sir.
Anyway. Oh, and of course, we have to thank our wives. I'll go. I'm thanking my wife because she's now visiting her mother and I got the house to myself and my kids.
Yes.
But
thanks to my wife, too, for putting up with what we do every week and keeping the kid in clothes and clean and all that kind of stuff. We both do it, but she handles the majority for sure.
And of course, our fantastic producer, Catherine Curran, doing a great job. We've got some great guests lined up. We hope.
No, we do.
Who do we have next week?
Hangout is next week.
Oh, we're doing a hangout.
Catherine's
next week.
Actually typing it as I read it. It's a hangout next week, and I'll be in New York on that Monday after fresh out of that session from Stephen Fry, so I get to tell you guys how that all went.
Excellent.
And maybe I'll shoot a little video. I'll sneak a little camera in there, shoot some video, and we'll have the hangout. So if you want to be in there, please let us know. Mike Pomgrantz, he's a Canadian talent, right? I think he is.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Yeah. He'll be on the show in February.
One of the three Amiibos.
Oh, yes, right. He's going to be
Hung out in the San Antonio airport with him.
Yeah. He's going to be on the show. Looking forward to that. And, we've got so much more in store. We've got a lot of cool guests that are in the wings for us to share with you guys on the show. So thank you again.
It never stops.
Thanks, Kathy. You really helped us make this show come together for us big time this week. Thank you. Anthony Gettig in the chat room for helping us get the questions in there.
Absolutely.
Jason, who's always trying his best to keep our show notes up to date on YouTube. Hang in there, buddy. You know, we know we're really pulling for you, man, to stay, to recover fully.
Yeah. And Lee Penny with the podcast, which is available. I talked to a bunch of people when I was in Vegas. They listened to the podcast.
See, that's good to know. I think that's I haven't checked the play stats lately, but I think the podcasts are don't forget about the podcast, because it's a great way to consume the show when you want to drive around town.
Without our mugs in front of you.
Yeah, exactly.
You can, like, hang a picture of us, like, from, from the mirrors. Or something like
right.
that.
I listen to far more shows via audio than I would watch. I do watch shows at night on YouTube instead of watching TV most of the time, but I listen to a lot while I drive, so I'm glad you guys are enjoying it that way. So thank you. Thanks, Kelly. Thank you again.
Yeah.
Really appreciate you coming on.
And if you want to be on the Hangout next week, email us at ewebshop@gmail.com and make an RSVP. Anybody who's done one of the hangouts with us, they know what a great time we have. It's just a little bit more loose and we have a great time. So
a lot more loose there.
Oh, a lot more loose. a lot more loose. You know, cool. and we really don't have to worry about all the other stuff because it's doing a Google
Hangout. We don't stream those on Ustream anymore. We decided to make it simpler and easier on ourselves. We just do a hangout, so you can always find the link for that on our YouTube channel.
But it's also on YouTube too.
It's on the YouTube channel. Yep.
Little bit of a delay.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight. Now I'm going to fall asleep very quickly. I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Woodham in the West.
And together we are East-West Audio Body Shop. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Monday night.
Cheers, everybody. Thanks.
Bye-bye.